Well, that was a bit weird. I just went to the toilet and I was silently thankful that there was some toilet paper. I'm in a hotel room. I mean, why would there not be toilet paper in the room? I guess the logic of my mind then was just following along from the why isn't there a remote control for the television? And when I was going to question the desk about the fact there seems to be no remote control for the television, I realised I couldn't actually call the desk because there's no telephone either. And tomorrow I think I'm having dinner with royalty and I'll be ironing my shirt the hang it up in the shower with the shower on really hot and steamy method in the hope that gravity will iron the shirt for me and the crease will just drop out. What a day, just really interesting in so many ways, incredibly long in so many others. I'm kind of lying on the bed passing out, but I'll probably just nip up the stairs in a minute to upload this boo because effectively I'm in the basement, so there's no 3G signal at all, which means my portable Wi-Fi doesn't work and I just refuse to pay possibly the same or more for Wi-Fi as you would do if you were, if you had a room here, which must be all of about £12.50. The hotel staff haven't got a clue. They told me that the height of the car park limit, whatever, the height limit in the car park was 2.60 meters, which I thought, well, that sounds quite substantial. It was 2.06 meters, which means I couldn't get my vehicle in here, so I ended up driving around all over the place, and I did not want to be parking the car out in the open because there's so much tech and kit in the back at the moment that I couldn't physically carry on top of the stuff I was physically carrying that I wasn't insured to leave it all in there. I'm not going to say what was in there, but thankfully, very thankfully, the staff at Windsor Castle are just awesome. Couple of particular staff members in general, but in particular really, really nice. I can't speak. If you think it's because I've had a whiskey, it's not. It's because I'm sleep deprived and I had a whiskey. So really nice staff, and they totally arranged just before everything was going to be shut up for the night about 11:30 for me to drive the vehicle back round, and they escorted me in, but not before the policeman came out thinking, and rightly so, a little suspiciously, why on earth are you insisting that you park your vehicle in the castle grounds, very posh, very secure, overnight? And he asked to search the vehicle, and I was like, yeah, no worries at all. And then I kind of remembered the things I had in the vehicle, like a lot of the tech that I don't want just lying around in some open car park on the outskirts of Windsor, which is where I was parking, solar panels and unusual silver suitcases branded with my avatar, which have strange LED-mounted power supplies, which could look like something very dodgy indeed. But it wasn't until he said, what's in that, that I suddenly realised I have a strange backpack style hold all that looks like the kind of thing Jack Bauer would have, but stuffed with sawn off shotguns and other such military paraphernalia. I was tired and fiddling with the zips, and he got more and more uncomfortable and kind of slid his MP5 round to the front, and I'm thinking, I do not at this time of the night need to upset a policeman with a machine gun. And I didn't want to tell him what was in it. I knew what was in it. One of Clive Sinclair's super small folding bicycles. But no one's going to believe me when I say, oh, possibly the smallest folding bicycle in the world. I think this particular model is a prototype. So I just had to unzip it and open it up. But all you can see are steel tubes in the dark, which look very much like the barrels of sawn-off shotguns. So once again, he shifts nervously, and then I show him the poxy little wheels at the bottom and the bicycle grips, and then nervously laugh as I go, ding, ding, and ring the bell. And then he just looks at me as if to say, man, you got some crap in the back of this van. Thank God he didn't ask to look in the fridge. and all over the place having to explain strange little pump action, and it is pump action, coffee machine, the hand presso, and so on and so forth. Anyway, so they let me park in there, and they were really cool about that. And now I'm in a hotel room which kind of resembles one of those Japanese pod-style hotel rooms. Not in size, but in features. It has about the same features, but in a massively spaced-out room. Minimal, yep. Underground, pretty much, yep. Comfortable? Nah, luckily. My pillow for tonight will be sleep deprivation. Can't go wrong with a bit of that. Night night.